Yeah, Aidan, listen, it's a great milestone to get. So I had a good few years now, and we kind of average out maybe 20-25 winners a year. So, yeah, it's great to get to reach that many winners.
And you've already got 22 winners in the season this year, heading for another trainer's title, so it's all systems go there.
Hey, listen, I know that's a business, a long way to go still, but we're having a good year so far. If the horse can stay healthy, so maybe we have a chance. But here it's a very competitive game, and there's a lot of good trainers in the country, especially in Wexford, and they have the ammunition, so you wouldn't know, but your fingers crossed, maybe.
Yeah, so obviously you mentioned there the other trainers. You've got the Doyles there, you've got Dennis Murphy, Michael Goff is starting to have a couple of winners again. So County Wexford is really starting to lead in when it comes to the point-to-point racing, and that just helps to get your lads even more focused for the year ahead.
That's it, Aidan. Say within maybe a 15-mile radius of me, there's probably 300-plus horses easy. Very, very competitive racing. But here, apart from being competitive racing, it's very competitive in the sales ring. There's a lot of guys who make for very good their job, and they'll be carrying maybe 50 or 60 horses, so it's definitely very, very competitive.
And I suppose the one thing about getting an achievement like you did at the weekend there is that you don't really get the time to celebrate it. It's just there's always another race 5 minutes away.
Ed, exactly. Ed, listen here, one week rolls into the next. You have a race there on a normal Sunday, you have a race every 40 minutes, so whether you win or get beaten, you have to dust yourself off and get going again. Yeah, you don't have time to rest in your arms like the lad, you just have to keep going forward.
And just looking back to the start of your career there, obviously you spent time learning under the likes of Jim Bulger and Aidan O'Brien, so you really couldn't have had any better teachers.
There's no great teachers. I did my leaving start in 1991. I'd say it was finished on the Wednesday, and I was probably in Jim Bulger's probably on the Friday. Big shock to the system up there, was very strict, but he was a good master, and I maybe spent a year and a half up there, and after that then I went down to Aidan O'Brien. He was starting in Piltown, and I probably spent maybe a little more than a summer down there. They were great people to learn off. Great discipline.
And was racing something you always wanted to get into?
Yeah, from a young age, would have been point-to-point with my father, Philip. From a young age, yeah, I always liked to race, and particularly the point-to-point.
And what would you say is the highlight of your point-to-point career so far?
Probably having put Sam Crone in by Allen to my hands. They were two high-class horses. I would say Envoy Allen and Sam Crone, they were probably the best horses that went through my hands. Maybe West of Warhorse won the Arkle. Putting good horse through your hands is probably that's what I'd probably get a best kick out.
Yeah, people will recognise the name Envoy Allen. It looks to be a favourite going over for Cheltenham again this year. Jamie, of course, had a big win on her last year. So this is looking like a really, really positive horse, a really, really positive story for County Wexford as well. And you must feel a great sense of pride when you see that some of your horses are going on to the biggest of stages.
Yeah, listen, absolutely, because you go through a lot of horses before you get a proper grade one horse. It's not easy. From the word go, he was a lovely, big, good-looking, straightforward horse. He always showed that he had a good ability. Actually, the horse he beat that day belonged to Pat Doyle. His name escapes now. His favourite was Willie Mullins. In the bumper, he finished third him that day in Ballinabula. So it's great. Listen, it's great satisfaction to see those good horses going on and winning grade ones.
Yeah, you've trained the likes of Ascana, Snowy Morning, Shantou Flyer and Little King Robin and the likes as well. So you've had plenty of success over the years, and, you know, it just in 2020, that's continuing.
Yeah, they were great days. The track is very competitive. Nowadays, I'm probably maybe supplying the trainers more. So that time I was maybe training a little bit more on the track. We still train maybe a half dozen for the track every year. I enjoy it, particularly in the summer, because the point is over. We wouldn't be as busy. Ascana won the Daily Mirror in Punchdown with Barry O'Neill, who was only young at the time, and Little King Robin won the WKD Grade 2 up in Down Royal. That's on the big day, beating Arctic Fire. So they were good days, great days.
And of course those days are pretty much continuing. You had a second in Clonmel last night as well.
Yeah, actually for a long standing owner of mine, Rich and Nora Furlong, which was with me from day one, he actually supplied me my first winner called Model County Lass. And then I had a good little mare from called Our Victoria, and this lady is a half sister of hers. So delight for Rich and Nora to be with me from the start.
And moving into the sales end of things, then obviously that's kind of a big part of your business there as well. And when you go to the sales, and you're obviously buying and selling horses, but what are you looking for in a horse when you go to the sales?
And to be honest, a bit of value starting off, a bit of value, but it's hard to get value. If you have a nice horse, you have to pay for them. Bit of size and scope, maybe to jump a fence, a fashionable pedigree that someone else will want when if you're looking up to get the job done, maybe that someone else will want. Yeah, just a bit of size and scope, and maybe by a fashionable stallion with a hope, with a nice pedigree. But then again, all that costs money, so a good looker is all we're looking for.
And do you prefer the buying and selling to actually training the horses?
They go hand in hand, because here you can't buy them if you can't train them. If you don't win, you haven't got the funds to buy them. I enjoy the sales buying them, and I enjoy the sales selling them. And it all works well together. I enjoy both.
And I know it's part of the business, but is it ever hard to let go of a horse that you put so much time and effort into?
No, it's a business. To be honest, I tell you what's very important. It's very important if you have a nice horse that he goes to a good trainer, that he reaches his full potential. Sometimes you sell a horse and he just goes to a system that doesn't suit, and he doesn't reach his full potential. So, no, I like my nice horse to go to good trainers that they can reach their full potential.
And finally, Colin, what can we expect from you and the lads there in the yard for this year?
We've been a great farm here lately. We have a good team of lads here. I have Barry Neal, Rob James, young Jordan Gamford, James Kenny. They do most of the riding in Piney Pines, and I have Brendan Walski, Coggy, David Cowley, Barty, Matt Bourne. We have a good team of lads here. And to be honest, if they can stay healthy for the next 6 or 7 weeks, hopefully we continue a good run and maybe just win a few more winners.